Talking About Texas by Angela Wolf. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Angela Wolf. From the editor. Even in the depths of winter, preparations are underway for the NFB's 2010 National Convention during the first week of July in Dallas. Angela Wolf, president of our Texas affiliate, brags in the following article about the wide array of cultural, historical, and recreational attractions for Federationists to experience this summer during the few free moments delegates find to relax during the full convention agenda. This piece should whet the appetites of all who are planning to join us for our 70th anniversary convention. See details about the convention elsewhere in this issue and make your plans to join us. Based on Angela's descriptions alone, it appears that the 2010 NFB National Convention is one not to be missed. Here's what she says. The Texas affiliate is proud to host the 2010 National Federation of the Blind Convention, and we hope you are making arrangements to join us for yet another exciting gathering at the Hilton Anatole in the Big D. The old Texas expression, "It ain't bragging if it's true," is particularly appropriate when you consider all that Dallas has to offer. The Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex boasts four professional sports teams and a plethora of art, culture, and dining. Here are some fun facts about the area. The Dallas Arts District is the largest urban arts district in the United States. The district includes the following: the Dallas Museum of Art, the Nasher Sculpture Center, the Morton H. Meyerson Symphony Center, and the AT&T Performing Arts Center, which opened October 12, 2009. The $81.5 million Morton H. Meyerson Symphony Center, designed by the famous architect I.M. Pei, houses the Dallas Symphony Orchestra and one of the last handmade Fisk organs by C.B. Fisk. The Dallas Museum of Art is home to one of the largest collections of post-1945 art in the country. Its newly opened Center for Creative Connections, a unique 12,000-square-foot learning environment, is a national model for engaging audiences with real works of art. Dallas has the largest bronze monument in the world, Pioneer Plaza, which includes more than 40 larger-than-life longhorn steers, horses, and cowboys. In addition to all of this art, culture, and history, Dallas has fantastic restaurants. According to the Texas Restaurant Association, the Dallas area has more than 7,000 restaurants to enjoy. In 2009, three of Dallas's celebrity chefs opened new restaurants: Rathbun's Blue Plate Kitchen, 560 by Wolfgang Puck, and Stefan Piles's Samar, coming soon. For all of you shopaholics, Dallas has more shopping centers per capita than any other major U.S. city. Galleria Dallas offers more than 200 premier retail stores and is home to the country's tallest Christmas tree. Neiman Marcus was founded in Dallas, and its flagship store is downtown. The Dallas Market Center, featuring 5.5 million square feet of space, is the world's largest market for wholesale merchandise. Some other firsts, bests, and facts worth noting about the Dallas-Fort Worth region may be of interest to Braille Monitor readers. The University of Texas Southwestern Medical Center at Dallas is home to four Nobel laureates. The integrated circuit computer chip was invented in 1958 in Dallas. Currently, the Texas Star Ferris Wheel at the State Fair of Texas is the tallest in North America. The frozen margarita machine was invented in Dallas. The Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex is the number one visitor and leisure destination in Texas. As you can see, Dallas offers a Texas-sized range of things to experience. Come on down and live large. We look forward to showing you some warm Texas hospitality.